morning for your love, your mercy, and your blessing. Thank you for every one of our listeners today. Pray, God, you will touch them in a special way and bless them, Lord, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Good morning. Good morning to each and every one in the airing of my voice. Praise God. Another time we are on the air, bringing you the good news of salvation. Praise God. We are thankful that we're able to come your way once more. Praise God, from the Joy of Living Fellowship Center at 455 North Haverhill Road in West Palm Beach, Florida. The zip code there is 33415. Praise be to God. He spared our life to be back on the air to bring you the word, good tidings of great joy. Praise God. And at this time, I would like to present to you our pastor in person, Bishop Douglas.
Praise the Lord, ladies and gentlemen. Let me welcome you this morning to this program. Praise the Lord. And today we're talking about special miracle. I know there are many people around today that need a special miracle in your life. And you can only receive a special miracle through the power of Almighty God. This morning I'd like to share with you from the book of Mark chapter 7, from verse 25 to 28. I won't be able to read it all for you this time, but you can just read on and look and see what God is wanting to do to each and every one of us, especially those that are waiting for a special miracle in their life. The Bible tells us about a woman that come to Jesus, praise the Lord. She heard that Jesus was in town, praise the Lord. And she went to Jesus and said, Lord, I need your help. And she fell on his feet, praise God. Why? Because she had a desperate situation. Her young daughter was demon-possessed with an evil spirit, praise the Lord. And she knew that Jesus Christ could have caused the demon out, praise the Lord. But when she come to Jesus, according to verse 27, Jesus said unto her, I must not take children bread and cause the dog, praise the Lord. It's not that Jesus was calling her dog, but because of the situation. Because Jesus came to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, and praise God, because he came, you and I this morning have an opportunity to come to him and get our need met, praise the Lord. Praise God. So we want to look to Jesus this morning, whatever you need is, because some of you may have it, children that is in drugs and alcohol, of what they are going through. But we praise God today to be able to touch them, and praise the Lord that we're coming back to pray with each and every one of you this morning as we look to Jesus today. God bless you. Back to your moderator.
Praise the Lord. We just want to thank God, our Daddy God, for the special miracle in his son Jesus Christ that was born on that special hour and that special day and that special hour. Praise God. Because of that special miracle, you and I today have life and have it more abundantly. You and I can go boldly before the throne of God and ask what we will because of that special moment. Praise God. Jesus said, Daddy, whatever their needs are, as long as they ask it in my name, I promise that you would give it to them. And because of that special miracle that happened one day, praise God, you and I today have life and have life abundantly. You can choose today life or death. There is a choice that we all must make in this life. We can choose life or we can choose death. And Jesus made it possible for us to choose life. So we truly hope and trust that you will choose life today. Praise be to God. I would like to bring you some more updated information. Praise God. We're thankful for the Christmas season that we're in. And we truly hope and trust that we will celebrate it in the way it ought to be celebrated. Praise God. We have a website, which is www.joyoflivingfellowshipchurch.org. That's www.joyoflivingfellowshipchurch.org. Praise God. We would like to let you know that we have services on Tuesday nights at 7:30 p.m., which is prayer meetings. And on Thursday night, we have Bible studies at 7:30 p.m. Sunday morning, 10:30, set for Sunday school. And 11 a.m. is set for morning worship. At 7:30 p.m., we also have another evening service. May God bless you as you consider to visit with us, praise God, and to have some fellowship one with another. The writer said we should not forget to assemble one with another, as the manner of some is. Praise God. So we truly hope that you will take it into consideration and come and pay us a visit. Praise God. We're thankful for the several events that we had a few weeks back. Thank God they were very successful. Praise God, and it's all the glory goes to the Lord. We invite you this Saturday morning at 12. This Saturday morning, sorry, at 9 a.m. Praise God, when we will be having our prayer breakfast. And after breakfast, we'll be having a special service. Praise God, if you're in the area, please come by and worship together. We are also having a glorious time in the Lord, and I'm sure you would like to take part of it. Praise God. We would like to let you know, if you're in the area, and the second Wednesday or the fourth Wednesday of each month, we have a food pantry. No need for anyone to be hungry out there. We have a food pantry that we serve the community every second Wednesday and every fourth Wednesday of the month. You can call us for more information at 561-253-4722 or 561-712-0182 or 561-723-9902. If you don't get an answer, please leave a message and we will get back to you at our earliest convenience. We also would like to remind you of the adoption and fostering service which are available to you for those of you who are interested. Praise God. And we also have counseling available. You can reach us at any of those numbers also. And we'll get you into the right direction that you need to go for these services. The numbers again is 723-9902, our pastor's phone number, church number 712-0182, and my number 561-253-4722. And my name is Evangelist I. Douglas. Please feel free to contact us at any of these numbers. May God continue to bless you as I attempt to sing another verse of this song, Go Tell It on the Mountain. Jesus said, when you found me, you should go by the byways and hedges. and bid others to come. Be blessed.
Each and every one of you, because we know that many of you today is going through, but Jesus Christ wants to heal you by His power and by His Spirit. So let's go to Him in prayer. Eternal Father, and the God, we thank you, Lord, for that man and the bed of affliction, Lord. Pray, O God, for that woman that is in the bed of affliction and is going through. Pray, O God, that you would touch them and give them special healing, special miracle in their life. Bless that boy, that girl at this time as we commit them in your hand. Lord, we thank you for hearing us and for listening to the word of God today. Praise the Lord, and ladies and gentlemen, we just want to continue to pray for you, and Jesus love you, and we love you too. Amen.
Remember to send us your tax deductible donation. We are not independent of it. God bless you.